Zombicide 2nd Edition vs. White Death vs. Black Plague in 2026. Dax here. Let us skip the brochure language and find out what actually works. Buy Zombicide 2nd Edition for the cleanest, fastest modern entry. Buy Black Plague for the established fantasy ecosystem. Buy White Death when fortress walls, guards, and its frozen fantasy scenario identity are the exact attraction. Buy Marvel Zombies for the license and its inverted play fantasy, not because superheroes automatically improve the system. Zombicide core boxes can look like one obvious shelf until product codes, formats, standalone boxes, expansions, and deluxe treatments begin competing for the same budget. This guide starts where the table starts. The group learns survivor actions, search, move, combat, noise, spawning, abominations, danger level objectives, and why turn order belongs to everyone. The cabinet's test is whether noise, spawn zones, escalating danger colors, equipment trades, objectives, and a horde that punishes sloppy turn order create loud cooperative drama. We sort the verified products by that experience, then show the setup, strategy, warnings, and stopping point that keep a promising first purchase from becoming an expensive pile. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. The short answer: which Zombicide core boxes should you buy? Buy Zombicide 2nd Edition for the cleanest, fastest modern entry. Buy Black Plague for the established fantasy ecosystem. Buy White Death when fortress walls, guards, and its frozen fantasy scenario identity are the exact attraction. Buy Marvel Zombies for the license and its inverted play fantasy, not because superheroes automatically improve the system. First box should let the group learn survivor actions, search, move, combat, noise, spawning, abominations, danger level objectives, and why turn order belongs to everyone. Every later box must solve a limitation that appeared during real play. For Zombicide core boxes, the useful question is not which carton is largest. It is whether the product supports the player's learning curve, session length, and signature decision you actually want to repeat. Zombicide settings are not one universal expansion pool. Compatibility depends on the specific fantasy, modern, or licensed line. Retail links are exact title Amazon pages. Rules and compatibility claims are anchored to the source ledger below. What does playing Zombicide core boxes actually feel like? Survivors spend actions moving, searching, opening doors, attacking, trading, and completing scenario objectives, while noise and line of sight direct growing zombie groups. Experience unlocks stronger skills but also raises spawn danger, so one overleveled survivor can accelerate the entire table into a crisis. The pleasure is cooperative crowd control. Create lanes, share equipment, manipulate noise, and escape a board that becomes physically full of miniatures. The lasting hook is that noise, spawn zones, escalating danger colors, equipment trades, objectives, and a horde that punishes sloppy turn order create loud cooperative drama. The game comes alive when a learner stops following a phase chart and makes a choice the rest of the table must respect. First session rule: play the recommended base setup before adding a module. A clean loss teaches more than a complicated win. How should the first box be assembled, staged, and taught? Setup: sort zombies by type, survivors by dashboard, doors and objectives by scenario, and equipment by deck. Use trays that can be passed around the table. Build only the chosen mission and confirm every spawn zone before placing survivors. Teaching plan: teach actions, noise, line of sight, door opening, spawning, experience color, zombie priority, and the loss condition. Give each player one survivor at first. Shared control of 6 dashboards creates avoidable paralysis. Before cleanup, photograph map tiles, spawn zones, objective tokens, survivor dashboards, equipment decks, noise, doors, and each active horde. That becomes the group's honest reset reference and makes the second session faster without adding another accessory. The first teach succeeds when everyone performs the signature decision before the host gives a history lecture. What do players compare it to and where does the comparison break? Second edition is cleaner and faster. Black Plague has the established fantasy vocabulary. White Death adds fortress systems. Massive Darkness is more loot and campaign oriented. Zombicide is the stronger Mission Knight crowd control machine. The strongest board game geek and forum comparisons keep returning to setting, mission variety, line of sight rules, vertical or siege systems, miniature storage setup, and the campaign texture the group will replay. Those practical differences outlast launch week declarations that one box simply wins. Read the Matrix as a table fit tool for Zombicide core boxes. Theme earns the first play while repeatable pacing and a tolerable host load earn permanent shelf space. What should you buy first, second, and not yet? Modern Zombicide 2nd Edition, best clean first core and fast teach. Fantasy Black Plague, best established swords and sorcery foundation. Siege White Death, choose for walls, guards, and specialist scenario geometry. License Marvel Zombies, choose when playing the characters is the primary pleasure. Stop one ecosystem first, do not let miniature volume outrun played missions. The stopping rule matters. White Death's walls, guards, and fantasy rules create a different scenario texture rather than a universally better addition. Large miniature counts amplify storage, sorting, and painting burden. Unplayed volume is not value. An Amazon page proves that a listing exists. It does not prove that the item belongs in this buying order. For Zombicide Core Boxes Edition, language seller included contents and exact product code still outrank a convenient checkout button. Open one new rules envelope at a time. Let the table feel clever before asking it to feel comprehensive. Beginner, regular, advanced, and expert strategy beginner level together. Avoid letting one survivor push the spawn deck into a harder color alone. Regular control doors and noise. Choose where enemies enter the plan instead of opening every room immediately. Advanced build action chains. Trade, search, open, clear, and move in an order that leaves no survivor stranded. Expert count spawn outcomes. Plan for the worst legal split and extractivation result before ending the round. Debrief the spawn step that broke the escape route. Name the decision that created it and the rule or timing window that remained muddy. 5 focused minutes will improve the next session more than buying novelty to cover an unresolved teach. This latter cross-checks the official rules structure against recurring owner questions about setting, mission variety, line-of-sight rules, vertical or siege systems, miniature storage, setup, and the campaign texture the group will replay. What is the real table, hosting, and solo commitment? Hosting, teach actions, noise, line-of-sight, door opening, spawning, experience, color, zombie priority, and the loss condition. Give each player one survivor at first. Shared control of 6 dashboards creates avoidable paralysis. Solo, Zombicide supports solo by having one player control the required survivor group. It is fully playable, but hand management and enemy administration make the solo table substantially busier than the player count suggests. The invisible budget is hundreds of miniatures, tile sorting, scenario setup, survivor dashboards, campaign extras, storage, and a host willing to own enemy movement. That workload predicts whether Zombicide Core Boxes returns to the table more reliably than the excitement of opening it. Invite the group the game was designed for, not the group you wish would become different after seeing the box. What do lower star reviews and long-term owners warn about? The durable warnings are fit warnings. Zombicide settings are not one universal expansion pool. Compatibility depends on the specific fantasy, modern, or licensed line. White Death's walls, guards, and fantasy rules create a different scenario texture rather than a universally better edition. Large miniature counts amplify storage, sorting, and painting burden. Unplayed volume is not value. The Amazon reviews worth weighing are the recurring complaints, packaging components, complexity, and mismatched expectations. Star averages drift and listings merge, so the repeated problem is the signal, not a moving decimal. A credible warning predicts who will regret the purchase and why. A complaint that merely describes the game doing exactly what it is designed to do is not a defect. It is evidence for the who should skip it verdict. Common misconceptions, corrected before checkout, different Zombicide settings are not freely cross-compatible. Killing the most zombies is not the mission objective unless the scenario says so. A larger collection does not improve play if sorting prevents setup. Everything above was checked July 29, 2026. Product identities and availability can move. The Puzzlewick shelf plan for Zombicide Core Boxes 2nd Edition is the broad beginner winner. Black Plague is the long horizon fantasy winner. White Death is the enthusiast's alternative once the table wants siege geometry and additional scenario texture. Pick one setting and play 10 missions before adding a second core-sized box. Before you add anything else, name the repeated table problem it fixes. If the answer is still more stuff, stop with the first verified box. Current verified Amazon options: Zombicide 2nd Edition on Amazon, Zombicide, White Death on Amazon, Zombicide, Black Plague on Amazon, Marvel Zombies on Amazon. Final verdict: 2nd Edition is the broad beginner winner. Black Plague is the long horizon fantasy winner. White Death is the enthusiast's alternative once the table wants siege geometry and additional scenario texture. Pick one setting and play 10 missions before adding a second core-sized box. Frequently asked questions: which Zombicide should I buy first? Zombicide 2nd Edition is the broadest first recommendation. White Death or Black Plague? Choose Black Plague for the established fantasy base, White Death for fortress and siege systems. Can I mix Zombicide editions? Only where the publisher explicitly supports compatibility. Do not assume modern and fantasy lines combine. Is Marvel Zombies the same game? It shares the Zombicide family but changes theme and some core play assumptions. Is Zombicide good solo? Yes, if controlling several survivors is enjoyable. Setup and upkeep remain substantial. What is the best first accessory? Storage trays and readable token organization usually improve replay more than another expansion.